Hello and welcome to LOL Storytime, the goofy story podcast for kids. Today's story is definitely a weird one and is called What a Mess. This episode features characters named after Abby, as well as listeners Andrew and Elizabeth from Maui. Thanks for the lovely reviews you left back in October. Bonus shoutouts this week going out to Calvin, Lior, Oz, Katie, North, Ethan and Jordan, Audrey and Oscar, Archer and Lily, as well as Aubrey, Aaron, and Jackson. We also have a few April birthday shoutouts. Parker is celebrating a birthday today, Daisy is turning 11 on the 19th, and we also have another listener named Parker celebrating a birthday on the 28th. I wish you all a very happy birthday. All right, Storytime fans, let's get into the story. This is the story of a book that had gone missing. A boy named Andrew had noticed that his favorite book was not in its usual place. Normally, Andrew's books were meticulously organized both alphabetically and categorically, much like at the library. Andrew never left things lying around or in piles on the floor. Every belonging of Andrew's had its own particular place, either in a drawer, on a shelf, or in a basket. His room was so tidy and clean that you'd be hard-pressed to even find a speck of dust. And don't bother asking if Andrew's bed was always made. You'd never know that thing had ever been slept in. So Andrew knew he had to take his search for the missing book elsewhere. He decided to begin by searching his sister Elizabeth's room at the other end of the hall. Elizabeth's approach to neat and tidy was a little bit different from her brother's. Elizabeth's door was closed, and even though there was a sign on the door that said, "No brothers allowed," Andrew knocked anyway. The door opened just a crack. "Oh, hey, bro, what brings you to this end of the hall?" Andrew's head was bobbing up and down and all around trying to see past his sister, but her head was matching his every movement. "Is it cool with you if I check your room for my missing book? I can't find it anywhere." "Sorry, bro, normally I'd say yes, but as you can see, there's a sign on the door that says no brothers allowed. As long as that sign's up, there's really not a whole lot I can do for you." Andrew realized this was not going to be easy. Surely there had to be some way to distract his sister. "Elizabeth, watch out behind you! There's a squirrel in your room!" As the words came out of his mouth, he wished there was a way to put them back in. Who in their right mind would ever fall for that? A spider would have made sense, or even a mouse, but a squirrel? And yet, to Andrew's surprise, his sister actually looked. "Eek! Where is it? Where is it? I hope it's not the same one that was here last week." "Hey, wait a minute." Elizabeth turned around to see the look of surprise on her brother's face, who had just had a glimpse of her room. She quickly joined him in the hallway, closing the door behind her. "Elizabeth, what happened to your room?" asked Andrew. "Whatever do you mean?" answered Elizabeth. "It's just a teeny tiny bit messy." "Elizabeth, that was the messiest room I've ever seen. That's like a million teeny tiny messes put together. Have Mom and Dad seen your room?"
"Have Mom and Dad seen what room?"
asked their dad, who was just coming out of his own room.
"Have you seen inside Elizabeth's room?"
"Andrew, of course I haven't seen her room. Didn't you read the sign on her door that says, no parents allowed? Sheesh, pay attention, young man."
Their dad chuckled to himself, took a bite of his bagel, and then continued on his way downstairs. Andrew decided to just go for it. Ignoring the signs, he marched straight into his sister's room. It was worse than he thought. There was stuff everywhere. Piles on top of piles, which were sitting on top of other piles. If this room had a floor, you'd never know it.
"Elizabeth, I think my foot's stuck on something sticky. How do you move in here? How do you even find anything?"
Elizabeth took a look around.
"Well, you know, you just have to know where to look. Let's say I'm looking for my slippers. Well, their exact location is right over that way somewhere. Likely underneath the empty pizza box. Or let's say I need my bag for school. Good chance it fell behind the mini fridge. Now, where is that mini fridge? Oh, I know, probably hiding under that pile of dirty laundry right next to the mountain of squishmallows."
Andrew couldn't believe what he was hearing.
"You have a fridge in your room?" Yeah. How else am I supposed to keep my drinks cold? Elizabeth, if my book is in here, it could take hours to find. How do you even live like this? You really need to clean this place up.
Elizabeth shrugged.
I did try cleaning it once, but the mess just grew back. I came to realize that some rooms just need to be loved and accepted for who they really are. This room just happens to be one that is messy and proud of it. I can't fight that.
Elizabeth, you cannot be serious right now, said Andrew. If this room gets any worse, you soon won't have anywhere to sleep. I can barely see your bed as is.
Anyway, if you come across my book, please let me know. And if you need help cleaning this up, do not call me.
While Andrew was brushing his teeth a few days later, he was startled by a sound coming from the bathtub. Elizabeth appeared to be just waking up.
Elizabeth, why are you sleeping in an empty bathtub?
Before answering, Elizabeth began stretching her stiff, achy body.
Bro, I don't know if you've ever tried sleeping in a bathtub before, but just don't. Everything hurts. Why don't they make these things softer?
By this point, Andrew had already clued in.
Let me guess. You couldn't sleep in your bed last night because of the mess, right?
Elizabeth tried stretching her neck in the other direction.
Is this what grown-ups feel like when they wake up in the morning? Should I try drinking coffee? Is that what that stuff is for? I'd totally drink something disgusting if it made everything stop hurting.
Andrew pressed on.
Let's go. I need to see how bad this is that sleeping in a tub was your best option.
When Elizabeth opened the door, a bunch of volleyballs rolled out in the hallway.
Ha! So that's where the volleyballs from school went. Coach has been looking for those.
Andrew could not see his sister's bed anywhere, though he really couldn't see any of her furniture through all of the mess.
Elizabeth, this is getting way out of hand. You really need to do something. You can't just keep sleeping in a tub.
Andrew could see that his sister was trying to think of a solution.
Oh, I know. What if I were to fill the bathtub with marshmallows? How could anyone not get a good night's sleep on a bed full of marshmallows?
Andrew began scowling.
Listen, you need to think about how to deal with this mess. If it gets any worse, it will be more than a few volleyballs spilling out. And what are Mom and Dad going to say when the mess starts taking over our house? You might be willing to try sleeping in a tub, but not me.
Elizabeth admitted that she was afraid to tackle the mess on her own. Andrew, who at this point was now feeling bad for his sister, agreed to help tidy up after school. As soon as they arrived home later that day, they got straight to work. They skipped supper and continued working until 4 hours past their bedtime. Then they stood in the middle of the room, completely exhausted, and took a look around.
"Did we even tidy anything? It hardly looks any different," said Elizabeth. "Though I can see part of my bed, so I guess I won't have to test out my marshmallow bathtub idea."
It wasn't more than a couple of days later that Andrew spotted his sister sleeping in the bathtub again.
"Bro, I don't know what to tell you. It's like the mess has a mind of its own. It just keeps growing somehow. Anyway, can I interest you in a squished marshmallow for breakfast?"
Andrew reminded his sister of what was at stake. Sure, it might be contained to one room now, but what next? If the mess kept getting worse, it would soon fill the entire house. What if it eventually took over the neighborhood? Could this be the start of an entire city of people sleeping in bathtubs? Would there even be enough marshmallows for that?
Elizabeth, we spent hours working on this room the other night, and we didn't even find my book. Somehow, in 2 days, it's become worse than before. I think you're going to have to tell Mom and Dad. I'd continue helping, but I don't think I'll have enough time. I don't want to miss my wedding day in 20 years.
Well, Elizabeth was not about to tell her parents. That just sounded like a good way to have both a messy room and angry parents. Neither of which she wanted. Elizabeth called her friend Abby to see if she could come over and help. Elizabeth had played at Abby's house plenty of times, and her room was always a mess too, but the regular kind of mess.
Abby, can you please help me? If we start now, we might be able to finish before we graduate college.
You can have all-you-can-eat marshmallows while you work. Abby had only ever played in Elizabeth's room one time. During that playdate, Abby had gotten stuck 3 times, and eventually got so lost in the mess that she had to call for help.
Sorry, Elizabeth. That sure sounds like fun. You know, if fun was not actually fun, but instead some kind of awful torture. Why don't you just have a professional cleaner come over and take care of it?
Well, of course, a professional cleaner. Elizabeth couldn't believe she hadn't thought of that. Handling big messes is kind of their thing. And that's exactly what the person on the phone said.
Kid, handling big messes is kind of our thing. We've never come across a mess we couldn't clean. Don't worry, we'll have our team at your house first thing tomorrow morning.
So the crew of professional cleaners arrived first thing in the morning, as promised. Then 5 minutes later, they were all running back to their van.
Wait, where are you going? Cried Elizabeth. I thought big messes were kind of your thing.
Kid, big messes are definitely our thing. But you don't have a big mess. What you have here is a humongous, supersized mega mess plus. And I'm pretty sure you also have a family of squirrels living in there.
The van quickly sped away like they had just robbed a bank. Elizabeth called Abby and begged once again for help.
I just don't get it, said Abby. The professional cleaners quitting, I somewhat understand. But I can't believe the stongies didn't work.
Elizabeth raised one eyebrow.
Excuse me? Stongies? Elizabeth, are you telling me you did not seek the help of the stongies? That would have been the first thing I'd have tried.
Elizabeth tried to lift her one eyebrow even higher, but it was already at maximum brow height.
What on earth are stongies? Are you just messing with me, Abby?
Abby had assumed everyone knew about stongies, but it turned out she had some explaining to do.
So, have you ever noticed on laundry day how there's always one or two pairs of socks that are missing their match? It's like they went into the machine as a pair, but only one sock came out. Well, that's because the stongies steal people's socks. Basically, stongies are these little sock-stealing critters that live under laundry machines. Sure, the sock thing is kind of annoying, but legend has it, if you can find a way to lure the stongies to your bedroom, they will clean the entire place top to bottom.
This all sounded kind of bonkers to Elizabeth, but she was desperate to believe anything right now.
Stongies, eh? Do you think I should leave a trail of marshmallows from the laundry room to my bedroom? Do stongies even like marshmallows?
Abby shook her head.
Jeepers, Elizabeth, what's up with you and marshmallows? And weren't you listening? They're like socks. If you're noticing marshmallows strangely disappearing from your pantry, well, that would be because of you. Not the stongies. Focus on the socks.
So that night before fluffing up her marshmallow bathtub bed, Elizabeth lay out a trail of socks from the laundry room to her bedroom door. When she woke up the next morning, she was disappointed to discover that the socks were still where she had left them. But then upon closer inspection, she saw that several pairs of socks were now missing their mate.
All right! Stongies!
Elizabeth remembered Abby's advice not to enter her room for a full week. The stongies needed time to work and were best not disturbed.
She just hoped that the stongies and the squirrel family would be able to get along.
After a full week had passed, Elizabeth was excited to show off her tidy room to Andrew and Abby.
Okay, everyone, are you ready for the reveal?
For the first time in a week, Elizabeth opened the door. The bedroom was spotless. It looked nothing like her room from a week ago. It may have been even cleaner than Andrew's room. Except Andrew's room had all of his belongings sorted into drawers, shelves, and baskets. Apart from the basic furniture, Elizabeth's room was completely bare. Not a toy or stuffy in sight.
Elizabeth, where's all of your stuff?
Asked Andrew.
Yeah, where is all of my stuff?
Asked Elizabeth.
I mean, it's nice that my bed dresser and nightstand are still here, but where's everything else? Like, all of the fun stuff.
Andrew and Elizabeth turned toward Abby, who shrugged.
I guess it's with all of the socks? Wherever that is.
Initially, Andrew felt great about the whole thing. His fear of the giant mess taking over the city had been put to rest, and more importantly, he didn't have to help with any of the cleanup. But as days passed, he started feeling sorry for his sister.
Yes, it was nice that she had a proper bed to sleep in again, but what was there for her to do in an empty room all alone? She must be so bored, thought Andrew. He decided to make another call to his sister's friend, Abby.
Abby, I might come to regret saying this, but I think we need to help Elizabeth get her stuff back. She's been spending so much time alone in that empty room. I'm worried she might be feeling really sad.
Andrew, began Abby, just leave it to me. I've got an idea. A few hours later, the kids heard a knock at the door. Standing on their front step was a laundry machine repair person. Abby, who had also just arrived, took charge and led the way to the laundry room.
Sir, we're wondering if you might be able to help us with a strange little problem we have.
Let me guess. Stongies?
Abby couldn't believe it.
What? How did you know that?
Kid, we don't typically get calls from people your age concerned with how their laundry machines are working. It's almost always something to do with the stongies.
The repair person moved the dryer just far enough to reveal a hidden tunnel under the floor.
Now, normally you'd have to go down pretty far to find your missing socks, but as you can see, this tunnel's practically overflowing with junk. I've never seen anything like this.
My stuff! Cried Elizabeth. We found it!
But you know, as sweet as it was that you guys helped me find all of my stuff, I think I've realized something. At first I was sad that the Stongies had taken all of my stuff, but then I found something that the Stongies had missed. This thing I found brought me so much joy that I kind of stopped caring about everything else. I don't need all of that stuff. It's like they say, sometimes less is more. So guys, I think I'm going to leave it all in the tunnel. It belongs to the Stongies now.
Elizabeth held up the one thing the Stongies had left behind that had been keeping her entertained in the otherwise empty room.
Elizabeth! Shouted Andrew. That's the book I've been looking for!
The end.
That's the story. Don't forget to subscribe or follow so you'll be among the first to know when the next story comes out. We'll catch you on the next one.